How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. I hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And I just wanted to share a recent experience that was a bit humbling. I'm going to be forward and direct. It was something where I met a lovely woman at the Starbucks, and we were talking about the various items at Starbucks. It was a pretty mundane conversation, run of the mill. But I just felt good about chatting with her. She just seemed like a genuine person. So I said, you know, is there any chance that sometime soon you would like to grab a bite to eat? And she said, sure. And I was very happy about that. And we made plans to eat at an Italian restaurant. I won't say the place because I go pretty frequently and I don't want to be bothered by anyone, in all honesty. And so we went to the Italian restaurant, had a good time, not to be confused with Good Times Tom Lado, but we chatted and it was just almost magical. It was something where, you know, we were finishing each other's sentences and this was our first date. So it just went perfectly, about as good as a date could go. And then she said, you know, what are your plans for after dinner? And I said, well, maybe we can go get some Starbucks again, and then we can go back to my place. And she said, hey, that's cool by me. And I was very excited by that, because, you know, a woman on the first date willing to go to your place, you don't really know each other very well, there's a chance that something special is going to happen. Let's put it that way. I'm trying to be a PG for the Grade A Nation. Okay, it's a first date. It's going well, and she's already willing to go to my place, even though, you know, don't really know each other fully well. So it's great. It's exciting. So we get to Starbucks, come back to my place, and watch a little bit of Netflix. And then that's when, you know, adult things happen. Some kissing and things like that. Touching, petting. And then she says, you know, do you have a condom? And I, you know, that's... those are the magic words. The magic words. And so I said, yeah, I have a condom. There's nothing to worry about. And she said, well, let's go to the bedroom. And, you know, I at that moment, I felt like I had just won $350 million of the Mega Millions jackpot. Because she was just so pretty and very sweet, just nice to be around. So we went into the bedroom. I had the TV on and I didn't think anything of it, but it was on an old episode of 2 and a Half Men. And, you know, stuff is happening between me and this lovely woman. And I start to get self-conscious. And you might say, well, why would you get self-conscious? The thing was that, okay, but the TV playing 2 and a Half Men in the background, and there's a laugh track or maybe partially some of it is a live studio audience. I don't know if there is. I mean, there's nitrous in that studio audience when they made those shows, because it seemed like they were laughing at pretty much everything, like hyenas. But I started to get self-conscious because when the laughs occurred would be at points where I would do, a change in movement or a particular type of thrust. And so it made it seem like the 2.5-man audience was laughing about my performance. And because of that, I became very distracted, and I have to say my noodle shrunk. And she said, you know, what's going on? What's wrong? What happened? And I said, it's the audience. They're laughing at me. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, the audience, they're laughing at me as I'm trying to, you know, do this. And she goes, do you actually think that they see you through the TV? Do you believe that? And I said, no, I don't believe it. I'm a totally sane person. It's just that I find it very bizarre that exactly as I'm moving in a different way or thrusting slightly, the studio audience is just roaring with laughter. And it can't be because, you know, Charlie Sheen said something funny, because we all know that's not possible. So she pretty much said, you know, just stop, get off, and not the good kind of get off. And she started to get dressed, and she said, I just don't really think you're mature enough to see anytime soon again. And I was pretty much crestfallen, pretty heartbroken about it, because it just seemed, you know, up until that point when we got to the bedroom, that we were having a great time and that this was the start of something special. But it seems like it's just not the case, and it's a missed opportunity. So my advice to the Grade A Nation is that if you are going to share a special moment, a very intimate moment with someone, please don't have 2.5 men blaring in the background. Don't have the TV on. Keep it quiet. Now, I know some people say, well, put music on. I don't know. It's all a distraction. Focus on the task at hand, and I think you'll end up a lot better than me. This is a kind of a sober edition of the Grade A Nation podcast, but I just felt like it was important to put this on the record and warn everyone, please don't do what I did. Don't have 2.5 men in the background while you're trying to, you know, bust. While you're trying to bust, that's right. Thank you, Grade A Nation, for checking in. Please make sure to spread the word of the show. It's always appreciated. Take care, and I hope to talk with you again as soon as possible. Adios, muchachos.